Hallelujah. God began to deal with me about finding His will. And I say it a lot, and I didn't understand it whenever, but finding God's will, you know. And a lot of times when you say that, people just think about ministry, but there's a lot in God's will in our life, praise the Lord. And anyways, he began to deal with me today about the will of God. And how many knows that there will always be warfare around God's, I call it God's agenda, but God's will. You know, and we talked about a little bit, and Teresa been breaking some things down, but we talked a little bit Sunday about not finding the will of God, but as we pursue God, the things that God has for us. Well, just like, you know, I was thinking about, it was God's will for me to get rid of anger and all of that, you know. And so we use the Word of God. God's Word is the primary source with the Holy Spirit that will reveal to you and quicken to you the will of God for you. God's will is not the same for everybody in a lot of areas. You know, I'm not supposed to work where Johnny works. You know, I had to find the will of God in that, you know. And actually, I was praying. And I tell these stories because the thing about it is, as you go pursuing the Lord, you're going to have a God-given desire to want God's will. It's put in us. The apostle said it this way, it's God who works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You know, and the things of God are supernatural, you know. Just like, you know, I set out and I just had this desire on the inside to be in business, which I'd had it for a long time, even before I got saved, you know. It was God's will all along. And but I couldn't be successful. You know, I got born again, that desire come up again, and so I thought, okay, this has got to be God's will, you know, and I'm going to wait on God's will. I would be like, God, just confirm to me Your will, Lord, if You want me to be in business and all that and different things, you know. And why I'm saying that is I was wanting to know the will of God. You got to want to know the will of God. You know, if you want to know the will of God, then the Holy Spirit, His job, His part of His ministry is to reveal the will of God to you. Reveal the things of God and even gifts that God has in your life. Just like, you know, Johnny goes up there and they're like, y'all two are going to be in ministry. And it's something he already knows. They started the church here and the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. How many knows the Bible says we're to be led by Him? Romans 8:14 says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, open to the Spirit, these are the sons of God. So we're to be open and led. And I even told Teresa, I said, there's something about Him. I said, there's something different. I said, we'll see. We'll just see. You know, he stayed, and he's coming up. God's got him all in all kind of ministry, desires it. He's going to preach. He's going to preach the gospel. He's called to preach the gospel. I know that on the inside as time progressed and he stayed in there pursuing God and going after God. And the Bible says, and I'm not just talking about, that's the way I did. I'm at church and I'm going after God. I want to know the will of God, where I'm supposed to work, you know. And once you find the will of God, then you can walk in it. You can walk the will of God. You can walk in it because faith begins where you find out God's will, you know. Faith to do that. Faith to the grace to do that. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and He demonstrates the power of God in that life, whether it's, you know, ministry or not. All of us are called into ministry, you know. And anyhow, I'm like, I just wanted to serve. You know, I'm going to church, you know, and I wanted to set the pulpit down. I wanted to do this, do that, you know. And then my mind would be like, well, you're taking on more, you know. Well, the Bible says where much is given, more is required of me, you know. And so remember, there will always be warfare concerning God's agenda or God's will or God's plan for you. But the Bible says no weapons formed against us will prosper. You see, if He can get me, you know, just like I'm waiting on God, you know, to put me in the right business. I don't really know what business. All I know is, you know, and so pretty often I'd say, God, I'm not going to make it happen, God, but I'm believing this is You, and I believe You're going to open doors that no man can shut. I would quote Scripture. See, the Holy Spirit will bring Scriptures to you. That's why you need to read the Word. whether you understand the word or not, the Holy Spirit understands the will of God. He understands the plan of God, and he will enlighten the word to you, quicken you to the word of God. And even like Johnny, you know, given, I don't even believe he needed that, you know, because he knows on the inside he's called, both of them, you know, and your kids too. There's a lot of warfare, you know, sometimes around the plan of God. But ultimately, you know, if we walk with God, he'll bring it full course. And he'll bring his divine will and purpose for our lives. Well, you know, I just wanted to start doing that, and I started just helping, you know, just wanting to help in church. Those, that wasn't natural to me because I'd always been a taker. I'd always, you know, been about me and Teresa and no more, you know. And so, but anyways, it ended up, as I started helping out, I ended up in the jail ministry there. I ended up in the food ministry there and the street ministry there, the bus ministry there. I ended up on the board there making decisions, you know, and different things, helping them make decisions. And all of that, I had no idea that I would even ever be in that kind of place. You know, but it just, God began to unfold things, the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit would begin to give me revelation of things, you know, and then they made place for us. God did. The gifts opened up and made place for us there in that ministry. And I praise God for that ministry. I praise God for this ministry. You're not here by chance. If you found God's will to be here and even wherever you're at, you know, going to church and you're faithful to that ministry, God gives things to faithful people. Faithfulness, you know, faithful to the call. I'll just say to the call. And I was reminded of Jesus one time when I was going through some hard stuff, you know, and Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane, and God revealed, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. You know, and the will of God is not always comforting. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. I'm sure the dude up there, 16 nights already, you know, he's relying on God and relying on God's strength and relying on the Holy Spirit because that's a long time. Long time away from home, wherever, I don't know where he's from and all of that. But he knows the Holy Spirit has opened this door up, and you can see the fruit of it. People's lives are being changed and all of that stuff, you know. And they're seeking the will of God, I'm sure. God, do you want to carry on? Is this the end, or what do you want to do? But they got to surrender their will to God's will, and that's what Jesus did. The cross, really, I heard a guy say it one time. He said, the cross to us, Christians, is when our will crosses God's will. That's the cross. You know, we got to yield God's way. And so many times have I found myself telling God, God, not my will, but yours be done. Well, you know, I didn't really know that. See, God knows our future. The Holy Spirit knows everything that God reveals to him. And so time went on, and that company sold out. And I'd made up my mind, because I knew it wasn't the will of God for me to ever quit a job again. Used to, I would walk off, get mad, quit. And the Lord told me one time, he said, quitters never win, but winners don't quit. You know, and then I thought, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to put in 3-week notice, 2-week. I never thought that way. Well, see, what God was doing, God was building character in Scotty. See, he wants character in us as we go and maneuver our way in this Christian life. The Holy Spirit will bring character out of us, you know, if we comply with him, and it'll unfold God's will. But I've always found power and peace and strength in the will of God. Well, I mean, the company sold out. God knew it and didn't tell none of us, and sold out to another big company of Cahaba Valley down yonder and below Birmingham, and they were a lumber company, and that's what this was. And so the day that the transition was made, and he told all the 30 hands that he had in this place, when that day that I found out, my brother that's just younger than me, he worked for Overhead Door in Birmingham down there in Leeds. And he pulls up down there. He didn't know nothing either. He pulls up down there, and And he told me, he said, why don't you go, we go in business together. Like that, you know. And I just had found out, and I thought, man, I ain't got to quit a job anymore. I don't have to quit. I don't even have to quit. And my boss come to me, and he said, Sugar, he said, I've sold out, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't go through no big details. He said, they want you to stay. I was one of the main drivers, you know. He said, they want to keep you. They want you to stay. He said, I'm going to Georgia. He said, and I'm opening up a millwork shop. I can't do it in Alabama because I got 7 years. I signed an agreement, but I'm going to Georgia, and I've sold my business to a guy in Georgia, and I got to run it 7 years. He said, you can go up there with me, and then I'm going to open back up in Oneonta. He said, whatever you want to do. And I said, I don't think I'm going to stay, Jack. I went in business that day. Well, it had been almost a year me seeking God's will in that arena. I wasn't too much concerned about ministry. I mean, I had it in my heart to do it, but I thought, well, God will open these doors, because I'd opened some doors and they wasn't good. And the more I did that, the less that I wanted that kind of ministry. But the doors that God would open, see, he'll teach you as you go. You know, he'll teach you. And one of the things that I always felt like, you know, wherever God has me, just like my business, you know, it's went through some rocky times over 30 years. I'm talking about you get tired of the same manna, right? You get tired of them hands that you have to work with and deal with and train. They quit after a year. You know, you get tired of all the whining that they do. They can have a quarter of a tank of gas and they're coming from Coleman and they think they're going to run out of gas. Man, I can drive halfway to Florida on a quarter in faith. I used to never put over $20, man. I'll make it back. But what I'm saying is, all of these things, then I would be like, no, this is the will of God. So here in the will of God, I've got to develop character. I've got to develop whatever I've got to develop in the will of God. Well, you know, I come one time and wasn't making any money, and I thought, man, I'm not a very good man. You know, if I don't go to work and get a job and provide for my family. Because I know what the scripture says. If a man don't work, you don't eat, right? And so I told Teresa, I could go, you know, she said, What did God say? You know, and I thought, man, God ain't changed his mind. He ain't supposed. I mean, if he wants you to change jobs, he'll tell you. He won't tell you when you want to quit. Most of the time, he won't tell you then. You know, because in the will of God is where God's favor is and God's blessing is. And I mean, you know, kind of like Brad, you know, just being a minister and heard, and he'd go to the hospitals and pray, the Lord would tell him and all of that stuff. And then when they died, several of them over the years have left him to be the overseer of the estate and get a percentage. I mean, thousands. I'm like, man. He's like, well, I wouldn't expect that. He's doing the will of God. See, in the will of God, he's setting you up. The will of God sets you up for his goodness and his mercy and his favor. And that's why the enemy, that's why I say there's always warfare around God's plan. God didn't want me to have a good marriage. Satan didn't want me to have a good marriage. But you know what? God's word give me instruction how to have a good marriage. And how not to quit on my marriage. God's word give me the Holy Spirit now, the word of God. I mean, it's by itself it's living, but the Holy Spirit brings it and quickens what you need when you need it. And so I just went to God and I told God on the job part, I said, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm letting those thoughts get to me, Lord. You know, the hardship. And that's not the first time. I thought it would be a lot easier just to go clock in somewhere like some of y'all guys do. Let everybody else be concerned about the light bill, the trucks, the water, the all of that. And just get me a paycheck every Friday. But you know what? Even at that, they would be trials. And so all along, God is making us look like Jesus. Come on, somebody. He's bringing out the nature of Jesus. Prosperity's there. I mean, Jesus needed his tax. He had tax money, taxes to pay, and he told the disciple, go fishing. He said, and get the money out of the fish's mouth, you know, and pay mine and your taxes. what I'm saying is, you know, that was the will of God for them to prosper. But the will of in the will of God, and Teresa had been talking about, you know, in our giving and all of that stuff, you know, about not letting money have us. There's nothing wrong with the natural, you know, having toys and boats and cars and things and tractors of that nature and all of, but when it comes before God in your heart, you know, the things that God blesses us with can turn into an idol to us. And we can worship that rather than worshiping God. These people worship nature rather than worship God. They don't want to do something that might kill fish and us humans lack. Right? That's worshiping that instead of what God give us and all of that, you know. But as we walk with God, He will cause you not to be selfish. Jesus was selfless, you know, and the Holy Spirit is that nature too. It's the nature of God. It's the power of God operating. Well, needless to say, I stayed in the will of God, and 30 years later, I'm making more money now than I've ever made from the time I started. Just increases and increases and in, what if I'd have quit? I'd have went to Walmart and buffed floors for $12 an hour. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. Go to, I don't know what they make now, but if God tells you to go to Walmart, go to Jack, go to Birmingham, whatever God tells you. See, I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, you know, it's kind of a lost art of finding the will of God to some Christians. They just go do what they want to do and ask God to stamp His approval on it. That's not what works for us. What works for us is finding God's will and then walking in it. Walk in God's will. Walk it out. Hallelujah. And, you know, kind of like somebody told me one time, they said, you're an evangelist, you know, you can't just go to church and stay at that church if you're an evangelist. You need to go make you some cards up and you know, and you need to let people know. How are they going to know? And I would tell them, you think God can't speak to a pastor? You think God can't say that He's a little evangelist over yonder in Alabama? You know, you think God, I said, I'm not going to make that ministry happen. Although my mind wanted to, I wanted to run with it. I wanted to run, but waiting on the Lord to manifest things, especially things of that nature. And I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about, you know, I've seen people quit their jobs because their boss is a little rude to them and blah, 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 and their family suffer. And I'd tell them, look, go back to work and suffer for your family a little bit. You can take a little cussing out. Just because you're a Christian don't mean you can't take a little cussing out. I got upset and quit my job because the dispatcher was doing contrary to in the natural that was costing me more time and all of that stuff, and he was doing, and I quit my job and I went home and I thought, I'm not working there no more. I just ain't going to work there no more. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, I want you to go back. He said, I want you to go back. And I'm thinking, this can't be God. You know, they're just jacked up on that, you know. And so anyways, finally, I said, okay, God, not my will, Your will be done. You see, I didn't know that He was going to give me a good name in that place. I didn't know that I was going to start that street ministry. I didn't know that they were going to look for me to lay hands like Mark 16:17 on their mamas and them that had cancer and stuff. I didn't know that this quitting and this not finding and not doing the will of God was going to affect my anointing. And so I went back and I told that brother, he was a Christian. I told him, I said, man, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I shouldn't have said nothing to you. I should have just complied and got that and just went with it. I get paid by the hour. I should have just went with it, you know. Or whether you, it don't matter if you get paid by the hour or not. If God's got you on a job, then what do? You stay in the will of God, right? Unless God tells me something else. I mean, some people ask me, you going to retire? You going to retire? And I'll be like, well, nah, not really. What would I do? Blah, blah, blah. But see, it's not the will of God. I don't have it in here that God wants me to retire from working. So therefore, I'm going to labor with my hands that I have to give to those who need. But my main thing is I'm going to stay in the will of God. Once you find the will of God, then you stay with the will of God. In your marriage, where you go to church. It does matter where you go to church. God said in His Word that He places us in the body like it pleases Him. Not just that, I mean, just like, you know, I thought, well, maybe I should call the church off and go over to the revival and all that. And I thought, that's not the will of God for me. The will of God is to have service tonight in the place that God has called me to be. Hallelujah. Well, it would have felt good, Johnny. I wouldn't have had to take a little nap and then ponder the scriptures and study and, you know, trying to find the will of God and what He wants. It would have been easier just to throw up and say, let's go over there, guys. But in here, I know the will of God. I've been here 22 years, 30 in the ministry. And a lot of it has not been favorable to me. But that's not got anything to do. Things were not favorable with the Apostle Paul. He was hindered by the enemy at times. He was hindered on his journey. Satan's going to try to hinder you. I mean, if I've had one thought, especially if me and Teresa are not seeing eye to eye over the years, you know, I would be like, you know, man, I don't know how to put up with this. That's stupid. I haven't hard enough. These thoughts come from the enemy, see. Trying to get me thinking down wrong patterns, off track, off course, out of God's will. I know she's the will of God. How do I know? Because way back down yonder, after I got saved, I thought, man, everything in the earth has tried to come against and separate me and her, but just natural love for one another then kept us. But I believe God was keeping us all the time. And then we come on, you know, and man, and we don't get divorced and all that, and look at us, we're all over the world. You might think this is a little ministry. Satan's a liar. He's just a liar. People think because there's not a big number, that's a little ministry. Gideon only need 300 to whoop thousands. See, the will of God. Find the will of God. It's the will of God for wives not to backtalk your husband. Be submissive to him. Don't cut him down. I mean, I used to call Teresa my old lady. See, the Bible said for me not to be conformed to this world, right? I mean, when I talk about Teresa, I'm talking about God's child. And when she's talking about me, she's talking about God's child. You know, so I had to change some of my thinking and all of that. Put that Romans 12, 2 up there, Beth, please. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does the Bible say about our mind? It says put on the mind of Christ, didn't it? You have the mind of Christ. Go look at Jesus. He said, I come not to do my own will, but I come to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish the work. Jesus said, great things that I do, but greater things that you'll do because I send to the Father. Why? Because now we're going to talk a little about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not, He will check thoughts if you are willing to be open to Him that are contrary to God's will in your life. Hardship usually gets most Christians because they're not committed to the Word of God. If you don't commit to the Word of God, what God said in His Word, you're committing to God. I'm not going to steal no more. I'm going to work my hand. I committed to the Word. I committed to God. And I quit stealing ink pens from the bank. Use the ink pen and drive off with it. I went on a job the other day, me and Travis, and there's this dumpster out there, and the dude's cleaned his shop out, and so I'm throwing some garbage in there, and there's a real BB gun in there. He threw it away, and he don't know it yet. But I got it, and I said, look, threw it away. I said, I'm going to give this to Aiden, man, a real gun, his first real gun. It's a BB gun. First real gun. All he had is toy plastic ones. And so I didn't think nothing about it yesterday, but today I thought, I didn't ask him for that. I thought, man, I took that gun. And so Friday I got to go back to that job, and guess what he's going to know? He's going to know that I got that gun. See, that guy don't care. That guy done threw it in the dump. It ain't got nothing to do with that guy. Right? You get what I'm saying? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, you know, and he's got a reason for that. I don't really know the full reason. You don't have to try to figure out why God wants you to do something. Sometimes you're going to know, sometimes you don't. God works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. There's a reason the Holy Spirit won't let me by with that. Now, people can just dig through the dumpster and they never feel. That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does. He convicts me. He is my helper. He is my comforter, right? He is my teacher, right? He's the one, the Bible, he's the one that empowers me, empowers you. When you're doing the will of God, he brings the power of God into your life. He releases the power of God, the grace of God. And he enlightens you to the will of God. I went one time and the Lord told me to go on the streets down in Onondaga back in 1995, I guess it was, somewhere looking there. And he wanted me to go on the streets and preach the gospel. Thank the God down there right now. You want to preach? You want ministry? There's jails, nursing homes, streets, right? I went and told my pastor I called to preach, and he took me to the jail. Got the guy real mad and turned me on to him. I'm like, man, why'd he do that? Well, see, the pulpit wasn't the place for me right then. I'm headed to the pulpit, but God needed me training and seeking and studying the Word and them asking me about this and that in the jail and me telling them, I don't know. And then I'd tell them, I'll know next week. I'd go back to the Word of God. And I learned there, don't give my opinion. So I try from behind the pulpit, I don't give my opinion to you. But I learned that in the jail. I wanted to be right. So I would study and see if I could find and come up with what they asked me about. See, that was the Holy Spirit. Right where you're at, the Holy Spirit. On your job, the Holy Spirit. I mean, he's wanting you to be truth and speak truth. And you speak under an anointing, and that anointing goes and destroys yokes and lifts burdens. Just like the minister up there, he's going and he's preaching. He don't know what's going to happen unless the Lord shows him. He's led by the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit quickens him to do this. Quickens him to that one and that one and that one. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit working the anointing on the ministry that he's placed in that person's life. And so, see, God needed me on the streets. He needed me to learn, don't get cards, right? He may not lead everybody in the same way, but you got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you hear him. According to the scripture, you hear him. If you're willing, if you're real with God, God, what business do you want me? God, where do you? I went to people and I said, how do you preach on the streets? And I didn't know if it was legal or not, Johnny. I didn't know. You know, so I go to the police department. I told them, I said, I'm going to preach on the streets down here. Do I need a license or what do I need? But I've had people, and nobody going to tell me nothing. That sounds like an old song, that old country song. Now, the Bible wants me to submit authority. Right? He don't want me bucking the police officers. Now, if God tells me to go out there, and they do like the apostle, but don't preach in that name, don't preach on these streets of this Jesus, don't preach, then they're going to have to lock me up. Because now it's against the gospel. It's against the Word of God. But God wants me to comply with the authorities, right? He wanted me to submit to my elders up there, although I didn't like some of them. That's why I'm able to preach this stuff. is stay in the right spirit up there and say, God, you sent me here, and there ain't not one man. I asked my pastor one time, and I won't call no names, but good Lord, I mean, he was every meeting, he was, I wanted to throw him off of the meetings, out. Don't invite him. He's always a wrench in the gears here in these meetings. And I said, what's wrong with him? He said, well, every church needs sandpaper. And I thought, dear Lord, he's a grinding stone. He ain't sandpaper. Well, see, Bradley's looking at me, and I didn't realize God's working on me. See, my thing was get rid of this dude, and we can have a meeting in here and get some stuff done. Well, see, I had to do some growing in there, right? That's exactly. And my pastor knew it. One guy, one time, he got mad, and he's an evangelist. He'd been raised up in the church, and he got mad. He got mad, and he stormed out of the meeting, you know, and I chased him down into the church. He's dead now. And I'd read the scripture in the Bible where it said in the Beatitudes, blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall inherit the kingdom, something like that, but blessed is the peacemaker. And that came up to me there at the Holy Spirit. So I chased him down. I said, man, I'm quitting this church. I'm quitting, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, man, just calm down. I said, just calm down. We don't need you to quit. My response was, there's the door. That's what I wanted to do. Right there's the door, man. Don't stay for service. You're going to hinder the anointing in the service. Because in the meetings, you know, you got to stay in the right spirit when you're handling issues in your life, in the ministry, in business. The Holy Spirit will keep you, if you will let Him, in a right spirit, so you are walking one with the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit is working those things that need to be worked out for you and me to accomplish God's will. Hallelujah. There will always be warfare concerning God's agenda. God's will require sacrifices at times. I sacrifice time for the Lord, and I don't need a pat on the back. The Bible says that's my reasonable service, right? A living sacrifice, which is my reasonable. It's my reasonable service to come here. I praise God for this ministry when it don't feel good, when I don't feel like coming. You know, and I preach it here, praise Him in the heart. That's what I mean. Praise Him. You know, praise Him when the weather is not favorable. Praise Him anyhow. Praise Him when everybody is against you in your family, it seems like. Praise Him anyhow. That's what the Apostle Paul and them did in jail, ain't it? I learned this stuff out of that Bible me and you read. And the Holy Spirit quickening that, bringing that to my remembrance when I need it in my storm. Right? God told me one time, He said, well, what you need to do is shut your little church down and come on up and join us. I said, oh, really? I said, so y'all are special up there and we're not. I said, I believe I'm in the will of God. I don't know if you are or not, just cause you booming and got some shouting and running and jumping and laying under the pews and people falling out. I said, that's God. I said, but what about when the work? What about when the character needs to be take place? Little lady said one time service, she said, yeah. She said, jump high, run, dance, sing loud. But walk when you hit the ground. Live for Jesus when all the chandelier swinging's over, hallelujah. You know, and that's when somebody gets solid and they walk in the anointing that destroys yokes and lifts burdens. Then weapons come against them and they don't prosper. They don't have to do a lot of binding satanic forces anymore because they've discovered God's will, and in God's will is the power to accomplish the thing that God has called me and you to be and do. I can be like Jesus. I'm called to it. I can love my enemies. I'm called to it. I can forgive people before they ever do anything to me. Therefore, I have a heart of forgiveness. And then that forgiveness just flows. And then you can't move me. You can't rock me. You can't get me in a wrong spirit. I learned through the Word and the Holy Spirit that I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It wasn't my boss. I told Teresa one time, I said, I'm called to preach, and Bradley won't let blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm just, he'd be hearing from the Lord. He'd know I'm asking God. Teresa, shut up. Don't talk against Brad. Don't say nothing about Brad. Don't. And I wasn't saying nothing. I mean, I wasn't. I mean, I'm just griping. You know, I'm just griping. Any of y'all ever gripe? Nah, not in this bunch. If you do, it's very little now because we've been taught that, right? Don't complain. Don't complain about nothing. Don't complain about your job. Don't complain. I mean, I go up there, me and Travis goes up there, and I don't have time to go back on jobs. Most time we're booked all the time. Go up there, and they didn't ship a chain in there. So we can't finish the job. And that means I got to go back to that job. And Travis, he said, well, we're going to be done quicker than you think. I'm just giving you a little example. And I go in there, and I said, what is it? He said, they didn't send a chain. And I looked down there, and I said, well, I'm not going to start griping. That's what I said. I said, I'm not going to start complaining. You know what? I got another test. I got to pass that complaining test. Once I pass that, praise God, hallelujah, then it's going to start getting, he says he'll make the crooked places straight, right? But the Bible says for us to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Paul and him in prison. All he's doing is on a missionary journey. I mean, he's got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, walking with the Holy Spirit. I mean, total submission to the Lord. Worked his flesh thing out according to Romans over there. He's working all that stuff out. Hallelujah. And then they throw him in jail, beat him. Paul and Silas beat him. And then at the midnight hour, in their darkest hour, in their dark, they begin to praise God, magnify God. Hallelujah. I think the Holy Spirit taught them how to do that, really. Paul wrote it, praise Him. In all things, give thanks. I had to go back down there to J&H and thank the Lord for allowing me to be done wrong. Thank you, Lord, for them persecuting me every day. Every day, Johnny. Imagine going to your time clock. You got at least two or three or four every day that taunts you about being a Christian. You know, so I'd have to go off and I'd be like, blessed are those of persecution. I'm going to prosper. That's what it is. And persecution's coming to me. I'd preach to them too. Y'all ought to get to know this Jesus. Oh, we know Jesus. Oh, we know Him. Nah, you ain't acting like Him. I don't judge. I'm not. You spitting this junk out. I'm not judging. I'm just lighting. I'm lighting, shining a flashlight for you so you see it. Degrading people. We shouldn't degrade people. Don't go look at the busted paper so you spread these people's names. Pray for them. When they get busted and get in jail, for God's sake, pray for them. I mean, don't go, oh Johnny, not you. Johnny, I just had a thought. Johnny, he's in jail. Oh, I knew it. He should have, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that stuff, man. I mean, you're shutting the Holy Spirit down in your life. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Pray for those kind of people. See, God's will is for us not to be spreaders of that kind of stuff, even though it's real, you know. I mean, just like, you know, well, just like Shannon. I could go and just I mean, he's thinking, you know, don't know what everybody's thinking. Could he come here and they were faithful and did some things wrong and all that, went over to jail, and he's telling Travis something, you know, to the nature of, he didn't know if Travis was thinking bad or anything about him. And then he comes here and testifies, everybody treated me just like they did. They was. That shows you something in this church. I mean, I could have told him, Shannon, Look, man, I told you. I told you if you didn't stay in there. I told you if you didn't fast and pray and forgive and do all of that stuff, man, and blah, 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 blah. The only way I need to do that is if the Holy Spirit is telling me to bring something to that city or you. Then if the Holy Spirit is doing it, then He's already prepared the hearts for the ones that's going to hear it. And then there will be change. See, the Holy Spirit will lead us in God's will. A lot of times, you know, I mean, I've had people counsel people, you know, about their marriage and sit there and listen to both parties and then tell both of them, it's both of y'all's fault. No, it's his. No, it's her. No. And then them leave and go on and get a divorce. Don't do nothing about it. Get a divorce. And then it's the pastor's fault and our faith way, Christian faith way. Giving us wrong counsel. How are you giving wrong counsel when you are in line with the Lord, the Word of God, right? See, what it comes down to, and we're not that kind of people here, is God's will where our will crosses God's. And I'm telling you right now, I want the will of God in everything I do because it is freedom. Revelation. He reveals things, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will teach us. He will remind us of the Bible truths. That's why you need to meditate on the Word of God where the Bible says no weapons formed against you will prosper. You need to have that in you. I mean, you need to have Romans 8:28. For we know that God works all, and then when you get into some circumstance, and all of that, the Holy Spirit's able to bring that to you. But if you listen, there's a tear in my beer, and you're just soaking up that secular all the time and soaking up that news all the time, then when you hit that rough spot, then when you get in that rough spot, you are deplete. You're deplete. And then you get hopeless, and you get helpless, and you get discouraged, and you get frustrated. There's times in my life when I don't spend enough time with the Lord. And I mean, I'll go and I'll start feeling like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do ministry anymore. I can't go like I used, blah, blah, blah. And the Lord will say, you're not spending time with me. Right? Turn on some preaching. Turn on some praise and worship. I do it all the time. I don't even try to find Rock 99. I don't know if it exists anymore, does it? Rock 99, classic rock, might be some other station. Y'all shouldn't know. y'all own it, man. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? The Holy Spirit, He will bring correction to me, telling me, go back down there and tell Him you're sorry and just comply. Whatever they tell you to do, just do it. They had this thing, and I had it too, you know. I didn't want nobody driving my truck, which belonged to my boss. But I had my stuff in it. And I was going to tell my boss one day, I don't really want nobody driving my truck. And the Lord said, that's not your truck. He bought that truck. He's allowing you to work and make money with His truck that He bought. I'd never thought about it that way. You know, so when we was in the meeting, I said, you don't want anybody to use that truck, because He had dealt with that. And so I was putting unnecessary burden on my boss. Unnecessary. And so I go in the meeting, you know, and he had a meeting once a week or so or whatever. And I told him, hey, you know, if you need anybody to drive my truck, I'll go to the one ton. I'll go down to that little single line. Whatever you want, I'll do it. What was I doing? I was led by the Holy Spirit to comply to the authority that was over me. Well, see, little did I know that all of that was going to, I'm down on the front pew, and I knew that I'm called, and I'm telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I know I'm called into the ministry. Lord, use me. Use me as a vessel, during praise and worship, whatever. You know, use me, Lord. I want to be used. And my heart was really crying out to God, I want you to use me, God. Use me. I didn't think of the details. He's going to send me on the street. He's going to send me on jail. He might send me to Mexico. He might ask me to quit my job. He did in the Bible. Went to the disciples. He said, follow me and I'm going to make you fishers of men. Didn't he? And I hesitated about telling God that. So I thought he'll make me quit work, man. Then I'm going to have to rely on the Lord. That was saddening to me. But now I'm like, if he tells me to quit, but God, the blessing of the Lord makes Scotty rich and this church rich. See how the Holy Spirit will lead you from your job to your real source. See, if God's doors go under, what's to go under, which it won't, I won't lose my identity because that's not my source. Right? If money flies away like the Bible says and gains wings and flies away, I've not lost my purpose. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will lead you in God's will. He will quicken you and enlighten you more and more of God's will. And the more that He does that, the stronger you get in the faith of God. And the faith of God is what moves mountains. He says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll speak to this thing that's getting in your way to do the will of God. See, what the Holy Spirit really does is He gets self out of the way that our heart, we're living from within by the Holy Spirit that quickens the Word. I mean, I've seen people use the Word of God and the Holy Spirit ain't even spoken to them and nothing's happening in their life. And then I've seen people led by the Holy Spirit quicken the Word to them and they go do what God says and things happen. The Bible says in Mark 16:17, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He was talking to the disciples. He said, go preach the gospel. Baptize, go preach it. He said, He that believeth not is damned. He said, but he that believe, these signs will follow them that believe. He said, in my name they'll cast out. That's why I'm still casting out devils. That's why I'm still laying hands on the sick people. That's why when I see them on Facebook, I don't say, oh, well, that's terrible. I pray for them. I pray for them in the bathroom, wherever I'm at. I'll pray for them. I'll say, thank you, Lord, by Jesus. I don't even need them to know it. Right? I'm praying for them, believing for them. And you know what? When I do that, that keeps me strong, Johnny. That keeps me flowing with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. See, that's where the Scripture comes in, where it says, seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. All these things will be added. I need to finish that. Be you transformed by the renewal of your mind. Why? That you may prove. That word right there, prove, means to walk out. To have manifest in mind in your life. Prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That good, that acceptable, and that perfect will of God. He said that you will walk out. That you will have that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Just like tonight, I am in the perfect will of God standing behind this pulpit. I'm going home with my wife. I am in the perfect will of God. If some of y'all are single and you don't want a husband or a wife and God's good with it and you're good with it, then you're right in the will of God. God is fine with that, praise God. But if you want a wife or you want a husband, find the will of God because there's a devil out there. Right? You don't appease our flesh. We seek the will of God, even in that. I've heard of people try to get Doris to go out and eat. Do they go to church? That'd be the first thing. Do they go to church? Well, they go to church, but they ain't really. That's not for me. Now, some people say she's rebellious and all that, but she don't want the headache of not the will of God. Right? I mean, we've seen examples out there of Christians, you know. They don't seek the Lord. They think it's the will. I had one guy come to me one time, and he said, I had a dream. I said, you did? Yeah, and she's brown-headed, and she's blah, 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 blah. And he's talking to me, and I'm feeling grieved on the inside, grieving the Holy Spirit. He got done, and I said, that dream wasn't from God. Oh, yeah, I know. I said, well, whatever, man. You know, whatever. Well, he goes on married that woman for 7 years. He had torment, boy. I mean, it never was good for seven long years. 7 years is a long time, right? Then I've seen them like Bradley. he gets divorced and he started a little bit, he's a little lonely. Then he throwed all of that down and said, I'm not getting with nobody unless I know it's the will of God. He did that little bit of adjusting in his life, and he missed that one, and that one Satan sinned, and that one Satan, and the dreams, and the... Then this one comes into his life, and he's okay, but he still ain't getting married. We go out and eat this and that, but we ain't getting married. Well, he ain't found the will of God. Just because everybody thinks it'll be good, blah, blah, blah. And listen, the Holy Spirit is the only one that knows, usually, unless God has prophetically spoke it to somebody. Well, he goes on, he told me, he said, she's mad at me. I said, well, is she the only woman ever been mad at you? That's what I told him. Is that the only one ever been mad at you? Man, come on. So I said, what's she mad for? Because I won't marry her. I won't marry her. I said, well, just marry her. He said, the Lord ain't told me it's okay. I'm not doing it without God. How many knows that was an example to me? That was somebody that was led by the Holy Spirit. Somebody that ain't moving without it. They ain't moving with their loneliness and their flesh and their emotions and their need of companion and whatever you go through. I'll never go through that. I don't know how that feels like. I don't even like to go in the house and take a nap till Teresa gets back. So anyways, he gets married, and then all of a sudden she gets an inheritance, a bunch of money. Bunch of it. I'm talking about a bunch. And I told him, I said, Bradley, did you marry her for the money? Travis heard me. I asked him, did you marry her for that money? No, I didn't. I said, I'm just messing with you, man. But see, he did a good thing. I mean, God brought him a wealthy woman. Wealthy woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So look. Seek to know the will of God. Y'all young people back there got your own plans and what you want to do and go to Harvard and go to whatever you're thinking, you know. Pray. Find the will of God, man. I mean, don't do anything without the will of God. Don't pursue and go years down the road and find out you're on the wrong road. If you're a Christian, you are required to acknowledge the Lord in Proverbs 3. In all of our ways, acknowledge the Lord. Ask him about buying things. Is he okay with it? I got a pair of shoes, man. I burnt them things welding and all that stuff, you know. And they're my house shoes. Around the house. And I mean, those suckers, you wouldn't want to go on the job, dude. I mean, they're just, people would think, what is wrong with him? He plumb ain't got, I'll have to buy him some shoes. You know, but every time I think about buying some, I'll be like, Lord, what do you think? You know, and I'll just be like, nah. Well, he's good with them holy shoes. And I'm good with them. I'm good with them. But you know, I ask him, Lord, do you want me to have some more shoes? You want me to get some more shoes? And one of the reasons, he knows what I like. He knows I don't like breaking in new shoes. Travis tore my shirt the other day, and I thought, oh, man. I told him, I said, I'm telling Mommy. I said, I'll have to throw that away. I said, she won't let me have a hole in it. And I mean, they're just now broke in real good. You know how it is. You get a good shirt broke in, you feel good, hide your belly a little bit, you know, and then she's got some little smaller ones, and it just shows your whole curvy body. She told me the other day I wore one of my other blunt overhead door shirts, and I was up there, and she was sitting down on the porch. She said, hey, I see your belly. And I was like, well, look, it's because I'm having to wear these shirts. They're too short. She said, it's not that. Well, I've gained a few pounds, Johnny. It ain't that generous soul shall be made fat, like she said. That's from eating. She was just being funny, but I thought I got to take advantage of that one. Hallelujah. So, I mean, find the will of God. Most of us know the will of God. I mean, you read the Word of God, you know you're supposed to forgive. I mean, these little things, we know the will of God. But if we can walk with Him in these little bitty things, then when He tells you, I know you're 65, Monty, but I want you all over the world, buddy. And you're like, you're going to be like, oh, God, I can't leave my wife. I can't leave. Oh, I can't leave. Faith, wake. You won't be there. You'll be like, God, we work with him in these little stuff. That's what he was doing in the jails, and that's what he was doing in the church when he was raising me up there for 7 years. And I thought I was ready to pastor till I got here. And I thought, oh my God, what Brad's been going through. This is terrible. This is crazy. They're driving my wife crazy. Now they're getting on my nerves because you don't mess with my wife. Satan's tried to do it. Guys has tried to do it. And I just ain't going to happen. So I'm going to kill everybody in the church. Don't mess with my wife. Ain't you glad I've grown up a little? I just let y'all deal with her. Y'all work on her. Y'all work on me. I work on you. She works on all of it. But the Holy Spirit's in it all. And he's knitting us together, right? He's knitting us together. He's binding us together according to the Scripture, praise God. He's preparing us for the end time harvest and the ministry. We may have, I mean, there may be so many comes into the kingdom, we have to have four pastors in this place. We may have to have small groups. We get so big where we can't feel like family like we are right now. We won't lose that. We may have to do stuff like that. God's getting us ready. He's absolutely getting us ready. I mean, he's got Mac already over there in the nursing home. Guess what? When that ends with somebody else, he may tell Mac, I got three nursing homes, Mac. They need you. They need me through you. And Mac's not going to be, I don't know what to do with that. Oh, my God, Lord. Oh, my God, Lord. Why? Because God's already had him over there, had him working in there, working on him, them working on him. Him working on them. Hallelujah. Mac ain't told us all he's went through and his challenges over there, but he don't have to tell me. I know he's got them. Why? I've been on this planet for 50-something years. I know there's always warfare around the agenda that God has for, but I also know there's victory in the name of Jesus. And you fight the good fight. And see, once you find the will of God, I'm telling you, faith is in knowing the will of God. I mean, it's just like when he enlightens you to the will of God. I know it's the will of God for me to prosper. And so I went around saying what I didn't have. I'll never be broke. I'm so broke, man. I'll never be broke again another day in my life. Why? I'm speaking in line with what I know to be the will of God. Period. Well, you know what? I'll never be broke. I'm not broke, and I'll never be broke. I stayed broke for a few years doing that. But I knew it was the will of God, so I stayed after the will of God concerning that. I got the scriptures in there on the generous side. I thought, I got to be generous. I got to be a giver, man. I got to look for somewhere to give. You know, and it wasn't when I had plenty. Then God says, I want you to save money. Then he takes you to that, take me to that stage, and then the Holy Spirit through Teresa. You know, oh, great, man, just save some money. So we save money, and then events come up where we got money to help. We got money to give. You know? And so, generosity. He works generosity in our lives. Let's bow our heads. Father, I can go on, man. The Holy Spirit's here. Father, we just...